Welcome to Rice and Beans. This is Jesser, and I'm joined by Jasmine Rice and Cookie Rambos, and we've got a great show for you. You're going to laugh your asses off, and we're each going to just give you a little bit about the show, and other than that, you're just going to have to meet us and kind of figure us out or not, whatever. It's up to you, but it'd be more fun if you do. I'm going to go ahead and pass it over to Cookie, and he's going to tell you about some of the reoccurring topics that are going to come up on the show, and then Jasmine's going to tell you about some of the monthly segments.
Okay, so I am Cookie Rambos, and just to give you a layout of what we're going to be going over on a regular basis, Jester will be just kind of skimming over racist things the president says, so that's going to be pretty self-explanatory. Awkward moments in dating history, we'll just kind of touch base on our past relationships, current relationships. Well, I guess just past, because it's history.
Right.
And, yeah.
But Jasmine also has her, the current stuff. So she's going to introduce the Tinder sausage aisle, I believe she's calling it. So, and then I'm sure she'll be able to tell you something about that when she comes in.
She just had a ranch incident a couple of seconds ago, so I'm sure that'll be on the show.
Did they say ranch or
the
man?
Ranch.
Oh, ranch this time.
Yeah. This time it was ranch.
Right?
Oh, this time.
Yeah. Next time it'll be actual ranch.
Actual.
He's also going to be covering Too Inebriated to Remember.
Anyway.
Jester, what is that going
to
entail?
Well, mostly for me, that's kind of like Tuesday, Wednesday night. And it's a reoccurring theme, but it's fun for me, I guess. Maybe.
Right?
No, it is. Like,
yeah. Typical.
Right?
Typical.
It's just kind of one of those moments, and those I'm hoping we're going to get either call-ins or the chat room's going, so we can get questions
good.
In
yeah.
and get stories from other people and kind of share them, and that way you don't feel like such an asshole every Tuesday when it's
it's
happening
exactly.
to again.
I Cookie will be going over the lifestyles of the rich and shameless, which will just kind of make us normal folk feel better about ourselves, knowing that celebrities have problems and issues, and just really kind of pounding that to the ground, which is, always a good time. Also, I will be doing, like, pop culture.
Social media lost its shit today.
There you go, yeah.
There you go.
That's all you, Jasmine Rice.
Oh, yeah. Is it all me? Okay, no. So I'm going to be talking about the monthly segments here. We'll have the Cannabis Cooks. I can't even remember
that one, because we get edibles.
That's right. So we'll have somebody come in and just have, like, recipes for some really good
shit.
420 friendly grub. There you go.
Nice.
So we're pretty excited about that. And we have the bartenders in the house. There we go. There you go. We're pretty much just going to be fucking inebriated here with some cocktails.
What kind of tails?
Some cocktails.
Nailed it.
Yeah, that's our favorite word, right?
Cookies. It really is.
It really is. He's like the odd man out over here.
Look at you.
I like
your love vagina.
I like my own if it counts for anything. I mean, I'm a fan of my own.
We'll take it.
Right.
I mean, first cousins, right?
Yeah, that word is going to be thrown around quite a lot over here in this show.
First cousins?
That's the one.
Jester and Cookie, we're related.
Yep. First cousin, like I said.
Now you're
and
the odd man out, Jasmine.
We also have a special guest month.
Yeah, that's going to be kind of cool. And they get to sit in with us and, you know, bullshit with us and talk on the show and get their feedback and watch their faces as we say the most offensive shit they've probably heard all week. And, you know, then they're kind of stuck because they agree to do it. So, you know, whatever.
Shame on them.
It makes no difference to me one way or the other. I've already been paid.
Wait, we're getting paid for this?
I'm just kidding. Isn't that what the guy said?
That's what I heard.
That whole thing about paying us in beer was bullshit, right? He's actually going to give us money for this.
I'll take beer.
Well, yeah. Like, it's kind of a win-win.
It really is. Wait, is it win-win Asian? Jasmine, do you know win-win?
Win-win?
That's her cousin.
Oh, yeah. Win-win.
Win-win. Sounds like a first cousin.
Typical.
So now that you know a little bit about the show, we're just going to go ahead and get right on into it. And we're going to have Cookie here lead off with social media lost its shit today.
So the big topic today for April 12th, which is a Wednesday, is the death of Charlie Murphy. Most famously known for his reoccurring role on the Chappelle Show, passed away today from leukemia at the age of 57. Other than, I think, being related to Eddie Murphy and being on the Chappelle Show, he really did not contribute anything to the media world, so I'm done. That's it. He's dead.
It was short, sweet, and to the point.
Yeah, Jasmine, over to you. I mean, seriously, what did Charlie Murphy do other than a couple of prostitutes and heroin? I mean,
I don't know.
Where do I go from here? The last episode of Girls? Is anybody still watching that?
He died of what? Leukemia, right?
Yeah.
Of all fucking things. It's like he didn't even fucking hit the pipe. Like, what the fuck is wrong?
You know, go out on drugs like a real celebrity.
Damn. I know, like,
expected
Prince.
More from you. Like you knew.
I know,
James,
you're getting sloppy, Charlie
him.
Murphy.
I know, seriously. Right? I mean, had I had the Eddie Murphy money fund like that he did, I would have, like, I don't know, heroin, crack cocaine. Wait, I'm just going off a list of things I did yesterday. Sorry.
Molly.
A prostitute named Debbie. I don't know. Like, maybe he could have acquired some immune deficiency that he just caved to. I don't know.
Well, is there anything that verifies that it was leukemia? Or is that just what they're saying? Because, I mean,
well, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, when JFK died, they said it was acute lead poisoning, which I guess technically
how can
is
lead
true.
Poisoning be cute? I mean, it's not even adorable.
Especially not with half a head.
I know. He didn't even see it coming. We're offensive.
So, well, in other popular news, I'm sure everybody's heard now about the United Airlines beating. I've been on social media and Facebook, on Instagram, and it's like a nonstop barrage of the parodies for United, and it's awesome. I mean, if I could say, if you have to fly in the next, you know, until United goes bankrupt, which be pretty soon,
yeah.
I would say if you can stand the beating, maybe fly United for the cheaper flight. Maybe them and Cheapo Air should hook up, right? Or something. You know what
or
I mean?
Or if you're just into S&M, mercy. You know,
right? Maybe
like
you're
it rough.
Yeah, you're right. It could work. You're into that kind of thing. And,
I'm booking,
you know,
a flight right now.
As he sits with his phone. No,
if
but
they
it's...
cannot beat their competitors,
but they will beat their customers. Guests. Yes.
Right? I saw a Gordon Ramsay meme that said, I want these eggs beat like a United Airlines passenger. It hasn't stopped, and it's not going to, and I don't blame him. I'm like, that was kind of a dick move. I mean, he was a doctor. He said he had patients the next day. Whether he was full of shit or not, I mean, it's still, like, he bought his goddamn ticket. I would have been pissed too, but, you know, I don't think I would have tried to come back on the plane after they kicked my ass and then threw me off of it the first time.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say that I probably would have just, okay, I guess I'll take the next fucking flight, dick. But
I would have accepted the challenge and tried to get on myself as well. You know, I've been kicked out of shittier places than an airplane, you know? I mean, there's Arby's and El Pollo Loco and a public library. Why not an airplane?
Exactly.
He didn't get your game.
Yeah, I've been kicked out of Jasmine Rice's bedroom for crying out loud. What's American Airlines to me? Nothing. It's not my mom, which I've also been kicked out of her house. So.
No, and, oh, but they, you know, I think they weren't doing as well to begin with from different articles that I've been reading and different things 9/11. That I've been looking at. Yeah, right. Yeah, and now with this, I think that's about the kiss of death. If they pull this one off and turn this one around, it'd be one of the greatest comebacks in history.
Not since Fleetwood Mac have I seen such a comeback since 9/11. But, you know, it could be done. They could just spin it really well. Like, I don't know, Sarah Silverman said they should have just said after 9/11, American Airlines, first through the towers. you Dang it, see?
No, they couldn't even do that right. No. No, they would have kicked.
Who's our fact checker? Who's checking these facts?
Well, I thought the Asian was going to check the facts, but I guess.
Check the facts for what? Oh, God.
Jasmine, you are letting us down time and again.
You had one job. One job. No, but I don't see them coming back from this. I wonder who's going to buy them out.
United?
Yeah, probably American. JetBlue. Oh, that would be kind of nice, though. I like flying JetBlue. If you do have to fly like frequently, or you can get on a JetBlue flight,
I think product placement.
Yeah, those are the better ones to take because there's actually leg room. And if you're tall like me, it sucks to get on a plane like United, you know, provided that you get yanked off.
Oh, I've gotten yanked off before.
Not in the bathroom. I mean, like, oh, okay. It getting yanked off the plane. Like, getting pulled off the plane. That was a good catch, though.
Yeah. A bathroom, an Arby's, an El Pollo Loco, Jasmine's bedroom.
The U-Haul.
That was a secret.
Oh, my gosh.
So, I don't.
Was between cousins.
First cousins.
Second cousins.
Oh, okay.
Jester wasn't there.
So yeah, like I'm saying, all I'm saying is I don't see United coming back from this, and it sucks because it's not everybody at the company that did that, and those six or four people, whatever it was, yeah, basically just screwed hundreds of thousands of people out of their jobs. I mean, maybe they can apply with other airlines, but yeah. I don't know, man. That just kind of tough break for them, but like I said, the prices are probably going to be a lot cheaper until they go under, which, you know, might not be too bad. Well, anyways, enough of that. We're going to move on to something a little bit more fun, and we're going to go ahead and turn it over to Jasmine Rice. Go for it, dude.
Hey, so actually, I think I had to talk to you about the backstory of what happened.
Please do.
Okay, well, I'm in open marriage, and there was this...
fucking with you.
An open marriage. Okay, well, I'm married with benefits. There you go.
Like medical and dental?
No, like oral and anal.
Oh, I'm familiar.
I know you are, Cookie.
You're sweet.
Anyways, I was seeing this guy or whatever, and then it started fizzling out, and one day I was trying to meet up with this guy who was really hot, and I didn't hook up with him. So, Jake from State Farm.
Oh, that guy.
As you guys...
In khakis.
Yes, in khakis, because why is he Jake from State Farm again? Like a good neighbor.
State Farm is there.
We should all have a good neighbor like that.
So anyways, on Wednesday, he pretty much texted me and goes, hey, can you like watch my kids or whatever? I'm going to go out on a date. And I was like, okay, cool. That's fine. So I was watching his kids, da da da. 9 o'clock comes. I was talking to my friend and I was like, you know what? Maybe I should send that dude like a dirty picture.
How
and
dirty?
See if he replies. Well, I was waiting for him to cut Jake from State Farm to, you know, come home from his date or whatever. And around 2 o'clock in the morning, I get a text finally and was like, oh yeah, I'll spank that ass. Come over. And I'm like, oh my God, I am stuck here babysitting kids for
Jake's kids.
Jake.
Right.
Because he's out on a date, right?
So here's the thing. You still babysit after he said he was going to put out. I mean, well, good neighbor and all. Like, I get it every once in a while. But I don't know, dude. I would have called him. If it was me, I would have been like, hey, you need to come home, like, right now. You do don't even understand. Yeah. Like, you're being a major cock blocker right now. Like, you need to come home and be with your kids. They miss you.
Wait, cock block, isn't that the street she lives on? Cock block?
Right. So anyways, so he finally came home and everything, and, you know, he had a good time, and now they're together. Yeah.
Hey, well, on the plus side, you don't have to babysit anymore.
Yeah, that's always...
Yeah, right? That's true. But, I mean, I loved his kids. His kids were great. But anyways, I was thinking, and I was just contemplating whether I was just going to text him, because he came over today and was like, you're mad at me. And I'm like, I don't know. So I was thinking, hey, maybe I should be like, we can still be friends, because look, and just send him a screenshot of my Tinder with all the hot guys and be like, but my Tinder is popping. How can I be mad? You know? Like, how can I be mad at that? You know? So anyways, that's the reason why I'm on Tinder, because I am trying to replace my
next door neighbor
on Cock Block
Avenue.
Avenue Cock Block.
Pretty much. So I've been out on the prowl.
So what? I mean, I've never been on Tinder. What's that like? I mean, I
would admit, what's it like?
Yeah, is it like?
Well, first off, I always get shit because of the fact that I'm in an open marriage, and so I get drilled for it. They're always like, so you're in an open marriage, so they're pretty much thinking they could get instant like veg because of the fact that I'm in an open marriage. And like they're thinking, hey, she puts out. Well, fuck yeah, I put out, but like obviously I need to fucking know if you have STDs first. Which, by the way, one of the guys that I was talking to on Tinder, you know, he was like really hot and stuff or whatever, and I started talking to him, and all of a sudden he just came up with a spew, like a fucking paragraph that explained the fact that he had herpes.
Oh.
Is that a paragraph's worth of explanation? I mean,
yeah.
Just put herpes and it's kind of self-explanatory.
No shit. Like,
herpes is actually my Tinder screen name. I mean, what's the paragraph for? I don't need a backstory.
Yeah, everybody knows what the herpes is. When there's no need to go on and you just kind of drag it on.
So I feel so bad, you know. And he was like, "Is this going to like keep you from talking to me?" And I was like,
"No, you don't get herpes by talking." No, so sorry. And go then, on. I couldn't resist.
The first Tinder match I had, I got all excited, right? Because he was hot and this and that. But the first question that he had was, so you're in an open marriage, so this means that we can't really pursue a relationship, da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, whoa. Fucking chill out.
So can you put on there, like, what you're looking for? Like, say you're basically just on the hunt for ass, or like a one night stand, or just something that's like no strings attached kind of thing.
You can, but not really. It's very like straightforward. Like, you have a profile, you either swipe left or right if you dig them. There's a little bit of a bio underneath, and you can scroll through some pictures, some more pictures if they have them, and it will say if you're connected to Facebook, which you have to be, I think. There's like a common connection, either
oh, a hell friend no. of yours. So your or whole friends list can see that you're on the hunt. That's awesome. Oh, man.
I mean, not so much that, but you can tell who's kind of connected to them somehow.
Hey, Mom,
and
guess who I met on Tinder today? You know, right? I mean, like, who's like, okay, like, there's, if you've ever been on porn sites like Pornhub or sites like it, there's a share link and a like and a share link for like social media, Twitter, Facebook.
Right.
Like,
right,
who the
right.
fuck uses that? Like, I've never.
Oh, for fucking Pornhub.
Right. Like, who's gonna. Wow, that was awesome. That was so awesome. I'm going to have to go ahead and share
know,
that on
right?
Facebook.
You're like,
so
hey,
am I the only one?
See,
I
let
do
me
that
see what's
all
on your
the
fucking
time.
Pornhub queue. You're like, let me see what's on your Pornhub queue. That way we can share. You know, like, I'm thinking, really?
And there's friends lists on some of there. And so some of these, some of the, like Pornhub, like it has a user community where you, like you can actually meet people there. And I, like, there's people
on
that have,
Pornhub?
Yes, if you read the
Shut
comments,
the fuck
and
up.
I know this sounds stupid, like who the fuck reads the comments, right? No, you're jerking it. No, but it gets boring after the first 15 minutes. And like
reading Playboy for the articles.
Right. And, but see, the thing is, if there was like nasty comments that were like, and snarky comments being made about the video, then it just kind of makes it more fun to watch. It,
true,
I just,
true.
You know,
oh
some
God,
of the shit
like,
that they say,
like,
yeah.
The shit that they say, like, oh my God, it felt like this right when I fucking rammed my sister last night or some shit. I'm like, what in the fuck?
Yeah.
Like,
sorry, I just needed to disclose something real quick. Going back to your sister comment, Jasmine, there are only two things that gross me out to the point of vomit. Funnily enough, one of them is incest, and the other one is pedophile. So if we can steer clear of that shit, we'll be A-okay. So back to
Sorry.
You and your sister.
I thought we had like a fucking no filter rule.
I'm joking.
That
I'm joking.
Out of
my brother's calling me right now. I gotta go. He's pretty mad.
Rice and beans, ladies and gentlemen.
I know. I swiped right for the wrong person. Or the right person.
So, but like, who? And I think maybe once we get the site up and going, we should like we should add that as a question in the blog section. Who? Just to see what kind of response we get. Like, a couple of questions. One, who the hell hooks up on a porn site? Like, do you actually meet? Do they use it like Tinder? Do they?
Oh my God!
You know. And then I guess the other thing would be, like, so what are some of the funniest or like best comments you've ever seen while you, during the videos?
While you're like, jerking off to Pornhub.
Oh God!
Oh, you only need one hand. Most
That's
of us,
true.
Anyways.
Yeah. Well.
Send us your screenshots. There you go. Well, not that type of screenshot.
No, we're just asking. We're asking for it if we do that. Like,
just type that shit.
If we put send us your screenshots, guess who's going to be checking the emails?
I will be checking the emails, you guys. So send them all. Send them
Jester
all.
Already signed up for that, so two minutes too late.
All right,
Jasmine.
Starting an account now. So we'll go ahead and just monitor the comments, I guess. So has the Tinder thing been working? Like, what's your experience been like on there? Have you been on other dating sites too, or are they about the same?
Oh shit. I totally fucking swiped right for someone random. Fuck.
Are you on Tinder right now?
Yeah.
Oh my God. She keeps looking down at her phone. I'm like, what the fuck is she doing? And then like, you're on fucking Tinder. God damn it.
I couldn't even tell she was on the phone. I thought she was just flicking her beam. I thought she was just like, yes, 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 yes.
Just something to do to pass the time.
I know. Like, should I put it away?
I don't know. Should they put it away?
No, they shouldn't.
I don't know. I've seen some that should. It's kind of disturbing. Like it was bad. Like I've had other friends that were on those, you know, the dating sites, and they were showing me some of the stuff that was on there, and like some of the pictures that they would get, and just some of the people that are on there, like their profile
God.
Pictures, and you know, like I'm all for nudity, and I appreciate it as much as the next person, but I mean, there comes a point where it's, if you have the body to pull that off, go for it. But I mean, come on, man. Like there's some stuff on there that was just, yeah, I'm not gonna be able
you
to see that. I guess is my point.
Oh shit!
You got some high fucking standards.
I have standards on how high I should get.
Yeah, that's about the end of the high standards thing.
Seriously.
I mean, it's... Well, no, I mean, I can't say that. I mean, I do have some kind of baseline standard. I mean, it's...
I don't even know what that word means. What's a standard?
No, I don't know. I just think that if it looks good, I think you go with it, right? But I mean, there's like the fine line between what might look good and what might be able to be pulled off to what actually the fuck gets posted on those sites and the profile pictures. And
is it a filter? Is it a camera angle?
I saw one that I've never seen somebody use Snapchat filters for a dick pic. I mean, maybe I'm behind on the times. I don't get many dick pics, I'm just saying. But
well,
Cookie and Jasmine, I mean, you guys probably get a ton of them.
I love Snapchat filters.
Yes,
man.
But have you ever seen him using a dick pic? The dude used the Snapchat filter on his fucking on his hog. So
Steven Spielberg my dick pic once, like just
in the Obi-Wan Kenobi robe with the Starfield in the background.
Yeah, it literally got best technicality at the Oscars because it was that impressive on how many filters I used for my dick pic. It needed a paragraph apologizing for my herpes.
A fucking dick pic, right? So I was talking about my first match on Tinder.
Uh-huh.
And he started talking about like the open marriage thing or whatever. And I'm like, you need to chill out. I didn't even get a fucking dick pic from you yet.
Oh, jeez.
And what did he say?
I guess he took it really seriously, and I gave him my phone number and stuff and whatever, and he sent me a fucking Google album.
What?
A Google album.
Go on.
Like a photo album.
A whole album of dick pics?
Jasmine, yes. You have my phone number. You need to send me the link to that album.
I'll pass. He's good. You go ahead and send it.
Yeah. So I was like, holy shit, you weren't kidding. And he was like, nah. And I'm like, I don't know, but he was just kind of started getting really weird. And then he was like, yeah, fuck this. And got all douchey and stuff, so I stopped talking to him.
Probably for the best, right? I mean, what was he looking for? He was, like, looking for a full-on, like, relationship?
No. He just wanted to tap it, like, real quick.
So then why even bother asking about the relationship whatsoever?
I don't know.
If that was me and it was, like, a no-strings-attached thing, I wouldn't be worrying about relationship. I'd be worrying about logistics and, like, where we're gonna meet up. I mean,
right.
You know, it just kind
Send
of,
me your coordinates.
Right. Where should we do this? Like, I don't know, messages like that, yeah. I suppose. And I could, you know.
In the vagina?
Where should I call for my Uber?
No, yeah, it's like that herpes thing that required the paragraph explanation. It's kind of pointless if you know that you're just there to hook up. But like, why, you know, constantly
even,
message?
Like,
I mean,
I
guess.
I deserve-
and so typically, how long do you talk to people before, you know, you decide if you're going to meet up with them or not? I mean,
that all depends on my schedule, you see. I'm a very busy woman. And that also really depends on how they are, because I really don't want to be having sex with any weirdos. Like, I mean, can you imagine?
Is that even an option, like, today, nowadays? I mean, really, like, we're all a little sick here.
I guess, but, I mean, like weirdos, like this weirdo that sent me some shit on a fucking dating site. Let me pull this shit up. He sent me, just read your profile again. Are you left-handed? What is the comment about you couldn't live without your left hand in regards to? So I was like masturbating with my left hand. And then he goes, that's pretty funny. So why do you use your left hand in particular? Does it somehow feel better than your right hand? My left hand feels slightly different than my right, but I just don't have the coordination to keep that up. I guess plus my right hand feels more fluid than my left.
Well,
and I was like, word. Like, this guy is like sending me paragraphs of shit.
You know, that totally reminds me of this show that I just started watching called Silicon Valley, and they were talking about a comment that one of the guys made. They said, we're gonna win this thing if I have to jack off every guy in the audience. And they said, well, that's like 800 guys. And then they go into formula about how many dicks could you be jerking off at the same time, and the height ratio to the floor, and they've got it all like storyboarded out and drawn out, like equations and everything. It was really hilarious. But that guy kind of just reminds me of that right there. And again, like the herpes thing, why does it require a paragraph fucking response? It's kind of self-explanatory, you know?
Totally. I was just thinking, since guys are so, like, apt to, like, send their dick pics all the time, and we already know, like, the whole size comparison of things when it comes to guys, then how do we actually compare vagina?
I guess, chime in on this.
There you go. Well, it's like you're just fucking...
Well, first, I would think you would have to establish some kind of a scale, right? I mean, would we say, like, virgin tight on one extreme and... You know, maybe the other extreme is if you tampon tight,
like down a prairie kind of thing,
like throwing a weenie down a hallway. Yeah. Or maybe if you sneeze while wearing a low flow tampon, that shit's just gonna come right out. Yeah. You know, like,
oh god,
something on the other end, just to kind of, you know, put things into perspective. So I mean, but really, well, other than practical application, I mean, I only know of like one or two ways to measure and see where a woman would fall on that particular scale.
What the hell? Do you check if they're dilated too?
Well, no, but I have fingers and feeling below my waist, so it's not really like real complicated to figure that one out. But I mean, other than doing that, like, what's I guess you'd have to find a way to gauge without physically touching.
I gotta ask though, is that subjective though? Does that correlate completely to the size of a guy's penis?
Oh, and then along with that,
probably,
because this is my experience with the pastrami, if you will, is it non-existent? But it's
don't
not
ruin pastrami for me.
It's not. I'm not as well versed.
Hey, I don't have a pastrami, by the way.
Okay. Good to know, Jasmine. Thank
God
you.
Damn it, you guys. Don't
mine is like a fortune cookie,
me.
God damn it.
But, yeah, so, I mean, everybody has kind of like their own taste, if you will. If someone is, say, low tread or has a few miles on it, would that genuinely discard them from getting any? I mean, is that like a...
I guess it depends on the person, because, I mean, even if somebody tells you, yeah, sleeping with that chick's like throwing a weenie down a hallway, depending on your mood, you're probably still going to chuck that fucker as hard as you can down that hallway. Oh,
got it. Thank you.
When 2 a.m. strikes, you know, it leads to awkward moments in dating history.
Or shouldn't it be when you strike at 2 a.m?
I guess it would have to be. Right? Otherwise, I mean, yeah. That doesn't really work.
Yeah.
Well, it can, but, I mean, not with the hallway.
Oh, jeez.
Fuck.
Exactly.
Not with the one with the low tread. Not the one fucking stealing.
I've driven with bald tires before. As long as the vehicle still runs, right?
I don't know about all that.
Well, damn it, Jasmine, you have high standards.
Seriously, that made up word again, standards.
And here's the other thing. Say there is a scale, right? And we do have this hypothetical metric of measurement for how tight a chick is. How often would it get lied about, though? Like you ask a guy, right? Like, how long are you? And he could tell you. And, you know, generally, you know, they're going to add or, you know, like kind of make it impressive, right? I mean,
everybody somebody who tried to add.
Right. Okay. So with that in mind, it's like,
Jasmine, don't talk about me, you bitch.
So how are you going to know? I mean, obviously when, you know, like, it's go time and a guy's lying about how big he says he was, the truth's going to come out at some
real
point.
Real quick, in my defense, Jasmine said she had small hands, so I thought I was safe.
I actually have big hands. I do.
Like Lana from Archer.
So automatically. Yeah.
Like, how often is that shit going to get lied about, though? I mean, look how often height and weight, you know, get lied about, especially like in pictures. Like, I've seen a couple too that were they look super hot in the profile picture, but then like, it goes to the full body because it was just the headshot, and it's like, whoa, where the fuck did that come from? You know, and it's just kind of it's off-putting. Like, okay, if you're a certain way, like, to show that, don't like take pictures and like make it all like weird where it's And I'm not talking about with, like, in a reasonable threshold where it's just like, okay, it was a good picture day, you know, whatever, that's cool. But, I mean, to, like, drastically change the appearance of your body type by...
That should be explained in a paragraph. That needs to be explained in a paragraph. Like, why what? Is it so loose?
Yeah, that I think warrants a paragraph, not herpes.
But then my Tinder profile name, I lied, is not herpes. It's actually I Love Lucy's. So any loose vaginas out there, just...
And you have a picture of a goose.
It's actually a dead Lucille Ball picture, like her in her coffin, but that'll work too.
Too soon?
That was in the 80s.
And oh God!
So, what do you think? I mean, like, as a woman, like, in terms of how often it would get lied about, what do you think?
I'm just worried about myself.
How often do you lie about it, Jasmine? Answer the
how
question.
How often do I lie about it? No, I don't lie about it. I just let them see for themselves. I mean, what more is there to lie about?
What if they ask you? What do you tell them?
I'm like, according to my husband, I'm an automatic 7 for being Asian, so
We're on that scale. Okay.
So does the scale go up, or like, how does that work? Is that... The higher the number, is it like
oh.
a smaller
oh, level? I don't even know. I should ask him that. I should. Because, you know, wing.
Yeah.
It's kind of rough.
I mean, if Helen Keller can finger and blind through your vagina, then maybe it's too big.
Yeah, maybe we make that the most extreme case. Yeah. You know, like
oh, my God.
A Helen Keller vagina.
Yeah, seriously.
A Helen Keller vagina. Oh, my God.
You hear it here first.
Right?
Copyrighted.
We should coin the phrase.
Good one.
Trademark. Trademark.
Helen Keller vagina. We're going to go ahead and trademark that. Okay, So how often do you get asked? Like, how tight is your shit? Like, I mean, does it come up a lot? I mean, it's not a question that I typically ask. I'm more of the type that likes to find out.
You're typically asking because it's a stereotype, aren't you? That they say that we are smaller. Yeah.
Oh, the racist angle. I like that.
What?
No, I was just... No, I was going to say that's not entirely true. I mean, just based on personal experience, it's not. I think it's more a mileage thing than a year thing or a maker thing. It's
really? Why are you going to try to cockblock like that?
Well, just don't tell me you have a lot of miles on it. Just lie. Roll the odometer back.
Over here, entice.
Don't tell me you have a Helen Keller vagina. I mean,
I'm trying to entice my listeners to, like, go out on a date with me and, like, buy me shit for my Amazon wish list.
Do they do that?
I don't know, but I think I'm going to make up one and then, like, post it on our blog or something.
Raffle off a date with Jasmine?
That sounds appealing.
Right? I mean...
I'm down with that. And then you got... I can make a separate Tinder profile, and then I will link you guys to share it with your friends. And that's how they can match with me.
And I'm like, that sounds cool and all, except for the part about your, like, sexual adventures being posted on my Facebook wall.
I'll read the comments underword.
It won't. You're not going to see it. Tinder does not post on Facebook.
Then why do you have to have a Facebook account to have a Tinder account?
Because they're suggesting that you're connected to through other people. Like a mutual connection.
Oh, they're using Facebook algorithms to see who you would most likely match up with based on, like, interests or, you know.
No. Like, let's say you're on my friends list. Somehow you're connected to a Tinder match. Maybe you guys are friends or something or what have you. Something like that. And I think that's what the connection is.
So... Are they? I wonder if they're just like pigging off of piggy.
Oh
bait,
my God, piggy, guys!
What the hell is that? Snapchat?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Oh shit.
Was there a filter on it?
No.
How many?
No.
How many
filter
filters?
On it.
No filters. He didn't make it look like a dog, or what was that other one that's going on right now that everybody's using the flowers?
With, the flower
crown around it. You think they'll send you one if you you ask them to do it? I wonder how weirded out.
I'm going to right now.
It's like, how weirded would you be if a chick you were talking to says, "Hey, I want you to send me a dick pic on Snapchat, but I want you to use the flower crown filter." Like, how I wonder how many guys would actually send the pic. Like,
I'm sending it right now.
Okay, guys, remember, you guys feel free to like send us screenshots through email of your dick pics with a flower crown filter. There you go, and I will scroll through them all.
We have a volunteer, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll be right back.
Oh, well, that's good. I mean, if she's willing to do it, then okay, one less thing for me to do.
Oh, you're not getting off that easy, Jester.
That's Jasmine's job. She already said she was going to do it. So, yeah,
I'm gonna
send your...
I'm going to do the emails. I'm down with that.
Oh, my God. The emails are going to blow. Can you fill it?
There's only one way to find
have
out.
Have we even disclosed our email yet? Do we have one yet set up?
PickleLicker83 at Hotmail.
Right. It's still in progress right now because I... What's a politically correct way to say I, like Afro Man said, did because I got high? I was going to create an email, but then I got high. Yeah, no. But no, I'm working on it. And so by the next time we do have the show, the next episode, we'll go ahead and put that up there. And, you know, I'm thinking that.
Should I just create one on Gmail right now?
Yeah, I mean, what was Cookie's suggestion? PickleLicker86?
PickleHero86?
No, PickleLicker86. But
Pickles.
No, maybe...
Perhaps. It's okay. The next penis that I have to name, I will name him Pickle Hero.
Thank you. And send.
Maybe something to the effect of like riceandbeans@whatever.com it is. I don't know. We'll figure it out. It will get posted the next show. So another thing that we're going to have on the show is going to be a lot of different music and different artists I've come in contact with through my musical career, and I know I gotten to know a lot of other musicians and a lot of different bands and a lot of different types of music, rappers and rock stars and singers, and so we're gonna have a bunch of them on, and we're gonna check out some of their new music, and not necessarily a locals only thing, since we are kind of split between the, you know, California and
the East Coast and the West
Virginia
Coast.
Now that somebody moved way out there. So, yeah, that's the other thing, I guess, that we have to...
Thanks, bitch.
Right? Factor in is if you win the date with Jasmine, you either are going to have to fly to Podunk, wherever the fuck she's at, or you're going to have to be already on the East Coast. So just a little stipulation. We're not paying for the round-trip ticket for you. For a Tinder date. No, sorry. Most expensive Tinder date in fucking history.
I am not... Right. Yeah.
Jasmine might,
but they are not. Yeah, I'm a broke ass bitch. Like, let's be real here.
As are we all.
All right, so it's travel.
I am poor and shameless.
Lifestyles of the poor and shameless.
Exactly.
Population us.
You're gonna have to pay.
Yeah, so they're gonna have to buy that day. Maybe some of the musicians, maybe some of the guests. Some of them were rock stars and rich and fly out there. See if they buy a raffle ticket.
Oh, nice.
Proceeds will go to Jasmine's date. To Jasmine's dinner.
I'll set up a GoFundMe. Or should it be a GoFuckMe?
I'm surprised they don't have that as an app yet. You know what I mean?
I'm on it. Right? I'm on it.
No, I mean, like, but yeah, how would that work, though? I mean, well, I mean, the I get the general mechanics of it, but I'm talking about, like, how are you still going to have to swipe left or right? I mean,
yeah, up or down.
I don't know.
Or, like, how many, or, like, are you like for GoFundMe, you're bidding and like
yeah, there's not bidding, like but placing... there's like little bars with tabs on it, like which drug do you want to like contribute to, like your heroin or your Xanax or Percocet. You know your Percocets or your Adderall, you know.
Is anybody still doing Adderall anymore? Isn't it like
no, of course not. What?
Is that 4 years ago?
I need to call my doctor.
2012, once the drug's back? I don't know. So, no, that's a good point. I mean, in theory, I guess it would be okay. I thought more like, it sounded more like a sex site to me. Like, not sex site, but like, yeah, fuck it. A hookup site.
Go fuck me, dude. It doesn't sound like a sex site. What the fuck?
Go fuck me. Okay, so GoFundMe works based on people, like, contributing, you know, money, right? Okay, so go fuck me. What do they contribute? Like, orgasms? Like, this is how many orgasms I'm going to contribute, and then it allows you to pick, like, between... You know, which one is going to eat, like, the most, or if you're feeling lazy, I'm, like, good with just one, and then we can, you know, both go home, or you can leave, or whatever, that kind of
wouldn't
thing.
Wouldn't it be cuddling's cool, though, extra. If Tinder had...
Right.
Wouldn't it be cool if Tinder had, like, this portion where you can actually, like, say you've gone on a date with them, and then you can leave reviews, like, oh, yeah, like, his dick was amazing,
Cupid
or something.
Used to have that.
Wait, what?
Wait. You can review on some of these sites?
No. I, too, was on dating websites, and one of them was called OKCupid, and years ago, which doesn't make me sound pathetic, years ago, OKCupid had the option to review people you knew and or have dated.
Really?
And, yeah. It has since changed.
I don't think
changed.
It's like that now, because I'm on OKCupid, too.
Oh, okay. I've since closed my account.
Kind of like a modified version of the sites from like the late 90s, like that rate my body and that where you just kind of.
Oh my god, Hot or Not? You know Hot or Not?
Yeah, Hot or Not. Yeah, that was another one. Damn, Jasmine, you're fucking old.
Right? You can tell how old we are by us like talking about this shit.
Wait till we start talking about fucking MySpace.
Damn
right?
It!
Right?
Oh, jeez.
So you met the guy from MySpace on Tinder? I mean, I saw the picture. I didn't see any text behind it, but...
Oh, hell no, I didn't match with that guy, but it's so funny because he looks just like Tom.
Right? It wasn't him?
No.
Oh, okay. So, no, she sent me a picture earlier, and then it looked like the guy from MySpace. I was like, holy shit, she met Tom from MySpace on fucking Tinder.
Yeah,
he's friends with you there, too?
You can't really be friends with people on Tinder, though. Like, you have to match with them to be able to interact with them.
Okay, I was going to ask a question real quick about Tinder specific. I know there is a gay option on that. I personally haven't ever used Tinder, but the sites that I tend to go on, or would go on, sorry. We briefly touched upon this in regards to, like, Jester asked, can you put, like, a one-night stand, hookup, no strings attached? And I actually found it detrimental to not put that I was just looking for a hookup or... Because on the gay sites, that's all they're looking for is someone, like, just to fuck, have that one-night stand with, and just move on. Is it the same on Tinder for you and your experience?
I think well, I haven't quite hooked up with anyone from Tinder yet, but I think...
But I'm working on it.
I know, seriously. She's on, you guys are in the middle of something?
No. I'm just... No, I'm just saying, like... No, I think you can put... I think on Tinder you can put that you just want casual sex, or you just say so yourself that you're not looking for a hookup, or you're really looking for something serious or whatever, but
I can't tell you how many
I don't remember it being that in depth, though, honestly. I think with Tinder they kind of get to know the person.
No, not
but it's bullshit because everyone's trying to just fucking hook up there anyways, so yeah. I don't know. From what I've been told, Tinder is the place you look for hookups and not for love. That's what I've been told.
But, I mean, really, who goes on, like, the major dating sites looking for love? I mean, is it... isn't that the point? Like, it just makes it easier to hook up. I mean, why? I mean, could you not, like...
Really, I'm just going to leave my love story out of this then, because everybody's just going to ostracize me, but I get it. Just
like, no, but I mean, it's just like, but even so, okay, so you met somebody, you did click with them, and you guys like end up being together. But the thing is, like, I'm wondering, how often does that happen on sites that are meant to be hookup sites? And like, how many people are actually going on a hookup site to, you know, find true love? I mean, I don't know. It just kind of seems a little odd to me. Is it just me, or I mean,
I met my husband on a hookup site, technically.
I met your husband on a hookup site too. I said I met your husband on a hookup site too.
Was it Tinder?
It was not.
No, it's not Tinder. This was way back in the day. But I mean, like, that's exactly what we did though when we met, was we hooked up. So I guess, I don't know.
Win-win.
Your cousin's calling.
Did you know about that? The first time that I've met my husband, I drugged him.
Tell me more.
Half of a blue pill, guys.
Viagra?
Yes.
You spiked his drink with a boner pill?
Do you know what we in the gay community call that?
What?
We call that just a regular old Tuesday night. That's typical blue pill. I mean, if it was ecstasy. Do you have any ecstasy?
I'm fresh out.
So seriously, you spiked his drink with the Viagra?
No. Actually, I handed it to him, and I said... Oh,
then it sounds like he drugged himself.
Yeah.
I just say it like that. But I said...
That is kind of funny, though. Would you tell people? You should say, like, he went to the bathroom when I crushed up a boner pill and put it in his drink. I'm into practical jokes. I mean, I don't know.
No, but I said, I told him.
I don't know why, but for some reason, I just... What if you did that at church and just dropped it into the wine? Here you go.
I love a good laugh.
So that went south so fast. We're talking about Jasmine's first date with her husband, and all of a sudden
we were in church.
Boner pills at church.
I have a story about that. I'm glad you asked. So I was an altar boy.
Let's hear the story.
Are you familiar with the current Pope? Well, it wasn't him.
Like, how familiar? Like, I know of him, but we're not, like, familiar.
Because after you guys broke up, Jester, when you couldn't fulfill your duties. Catholics.
I know, right?
And it's funny because, like, I mean, being through all those years of Catholic school, I still find it hilarious. It just, like, the jokes. And I know there's a lot of hardcore, like, ones out there that just, they get super offended. They get super uptight. It's like, okay, dude, it happened. Like, were you going to be Joe Paterno for the rest of your life? And too soon?
Not soon enough.
Right? I mean, like, I like, you know, Penn State as much as the next person. But, I mean, at some point, it's like, okay, it happened. What are you going to do? You can't, rewrite history. I mean, you can't, like, unput it in the guy's butt. Like, you know.
You really can.
Does it work that way? I don't know.
Well, I'm glad you asked.
So, but I mean, I just think, like, if it happened, okay, like, you should be able to laugh at it. It doesn't have to be this, like, whole, you know, drawn out, fucking always 100% tragedy all the time. I mean, it's It is what it is. I mean, it's like it's comedy, and it's, you know, why censor the shit? I mean, it's true. I never found any joy in doing it. I mean, it's you know, I mean, not like that. I felt like that scene in was it Pixels where he's like, and you're gonna be thinking of me in your pants. You know what I mean?
Oh shit!
But no, so it was. But no, I mean, honestly, I mean, what's the harm in laughing at it? What's it gonna do? Is it gonna make it less true? Is it gonna make it like unhappen? Is, you know, like it. You know, is it gonna make
that something I brag about? Like, I was so stinking cute. If there were social medias at that time that I was in private school, I would have posted my privates. I'm just saying.
Right. Oh, I touched my private.
I thought it was
private.
Called private school for a reason, you know. Just kidding. That's Cheryl.
Are we all privately educated? Amongst the three of us?
Yeah, I am. I went to private school.
Yeah, I am.
It was Catholic school from like kindergarten through senior year of high school. Yeah.
Yeah, same here.
Kindergarten through eighth grade. Yeah, so.
Yeah, but didn't you go to like an all boys school?
I went to two all guys high schools.
I wish I had.
Me too. Well, if that's even possible.
I
went to a co-ed school, so.
You know, yeah, it was cool to an extent where I didn't have to kind of like worry. So, you know, I did go to an all-guys high school, and it was just kind of like, yeah, there were no girls there, but at the same time, it's like, okay, there's no girls here. Who the fuck do I have to dress up for? So I was rolling out of bed, you know, like, get 10 minutes before I had to be there, like, you know, throw my sweatshirt on and the school shorts and, you know, the pants or whatever, and brush my teeth and get out the door and look like shit.
Yeah, see, mine was different because mm-hmm. I went to an all-girls school from kindergarten until I finished freshman year of high school there. But then I moved to the United States, and then I kind of retook freshman year, like, partly.
Can they order you guys that early through the mail? Like, at eighth grade? I've always been curious, like, is there an age limit to the mail order bride? I mean,
legal?
I don't know, but when you open the package, does it have fucking SARS on it or something? Like,
oh, well, you would hope not, right?
I know, yeah.
You're paying enough for it.
Okay, so anyways, yeah, I went to an all-girls school until then, and then by the time I got here, I told my sister, I was like, there's no way in hell I'm going to go to an all-girls school. You have to send me to a co-ed school. So, finally, you know, I got to interact with guys. And I was like, oh, cool. You know, until I turned 18, I actually was pretty good and stayed a virgin until then.
Really? But you lasted that long?
Just what I thought, you guys.
I owe you $2.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Actually, I waited until I was 18.
No, that was 2 years, 3 years. 3 years longer than I held out.
So let's see here.
It was 15.
18, 28. Well, so like I have 14 years under my belt of fucking being able to take dick.
Did you get a pin for that one at like tenure mark or like a?
I went to the ceremony for that. It was quite impressive.
Was there a trophy? I mean,
very tastefully done.
Wow, I mean, it's always nice when they're tastefully
thank
done.
Thank you very much.
So I don't know. I just just going back to the high school thing, like going to the all guys high school. It wasn't that bad because, I mean, there was the all-girls high school that was maybe, like, 5 minutes away, so, you know, it's
why
not
did
like...
you do that? Why do they do that? I almost went to an all-girls high school in Lakewood, California, and it was the same thing. Like, there was another all-guy school that was really close to the all-girls school, and then they had like prom together or some shit.
Yes.
And like homecoming and all that. Like, their cheerleaders were from the all-girl school. It's so weird.
Yeah, no, that's how it worked out for us, but, I mean, it was cool.
Oh, really? It was the same way?
Yeah, yeah, and so, I mean, they were really... When
that's really
when we could actually do anything about it, it was at least at a good time of the day. You know, we got out a half hour early before they did, so we just kind of made our way over to their campus and, you know, kind of waited.
Okay, so you're telling me you got exposed to lesbians at a very early age?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, there was a couple that I hit on and I didn't know, and I bought. They didn't seem like they knew, but like apparently they knew, and everybody else did too, and they just kind of let me go along with it anyways, and I was like, well, thanks for the heads up, dickhead, but, you know, it kind of didn't work out. They were like, oh, so how was your date with that chick last night? And I'm like, uneventful, I guess, is the best way to put it. I mean...
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of led... like, that's the kind of... The stuff that I'm going to talk about, like awkward moments in dating history. I mean, went out with a girl that was a lesbian and I didn't know until the end of the date when she started talking about her girlfriend. I was like, oh, wow, this could get interesting. But then, no, unfortunately for me, it didn't.
Wow. And
we weren't actually on a date, and I was the one that didn't know. Apparently other people that knew that we were going out knew that we weren't on a date either, but failed to share that information with me and still let me go out with her anyways. So good looking out to my friends from high school for not warning me that the chick was a lesbian before he took her out on a date that wasn't a date.
Oh God, awkward moments in dating history. I gotta think about these ones.
Right? It's all just the tip of the iceberg there.
I will save this for next episode, but I totally have one.
Alright, that's good. I think we'll go ahead and pick that up on the next episode. Yeah. We should debut Seriously, awkward moments in dating history. And again, another one that'll be good for the forums. We can go ahead and put that up, and as soon as we get the email and the site set up, and just go ahead and see what kind of the feedback we get on that one, because I'd be interested to hear other people's dating horror stories too, and not just my own.
I think what would be great is if, like, we had someone call in and or email an awkward date that we went on. Like, so the person that we went on a date with sends in the message, and then you realize, oh shit, that was me. Because I know a handful of people that I've gone out with won't just be like, yeah, Cookie's an asshole.
Because it wasn't traumatic enough the first time.
Exactly. It's like throwing up. It's always better the second time.
So, yeah, we'll definitely have to get into that one next time, because that's going to be an interesting topic. So we're coming up on our time now, so it's been fun, and I'm sad that an hour has passed already, but we'll go ahead and record another show for you, episode tomorrow, and we'll get one posted up you know, as soon as possible, and try to make a trend of this thing, right?
I mean, hopefully.
Right.
You know, kind of keep it going. It's been fun, and we've got a lot of other stuff that, you know, we wanted to talk about, and we brainstormed over, and, you know, believe it or not, we actually did put some time and thought into this.
Don't say that. That makes us sound pathetic.
We're professionals.
We're winging it.
This is professionalism at its best here. So, all right, guys. Well, we hope you've enjoyed listening to this as much as we've enjoyed making this podcast for you, and come back. All right. Talk to you guys later.